Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section coming back, folks, with our anthem, Small Business Anthem. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on. And do it or die. Small business owners, I know that's what you do. I see you doing it. I've seen you do it for years. I see you continue to do it. And I don't think the Atlanta Rhythm Section realized they were singing our anthem when they made that song. But it is, because I know that you do it or die. You're all in, small business owners, and that's the reason why you're my heroes. Steve Martin agrees with me, I'm sure. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way, and I'm your host. Steve's our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the top profit pro on the planet. Profitpro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and find out more about him. But Steve, over the years, folks, has become a great advisor to small businesses through his work with SCORE. I know he's proud of that, and I'm proud of him for it, for his leadership there, for all the people he's helped. There's no telling how many people he's helped for free, just out of the goodness of his heart and the richness of his mind. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about mentoring, and in the previous segment, we talked about sort of introduced the idea and the concept of availability. One of the things I like to tell people when I talk about mentoring is about my history of mentoring, because it's a little bit different. I've never had, Steve, I've had a lot of mentors, and I'm talking about at work, when I work somewhere, people who mentored me in my work. I've had a lot of mentors, but none of them knew they were being my mentor.
Yes.
You can look back on those, can't you?
Absolutely.
Just watched them. They were probably your boss or a boss, somebody that had some tenure on you, had some experience, and you watched them, and they were my mentors. I mean, I can tell you story after story of specific things that happened that I saw them do or heard them say after all these years, and they wouldn't know that happened. And guess what? Some of the times they were my mentors while they were making a mistake.
That's right.
So what do you think?
You can learn from the contrast.
Yeah. So that you can do it sort of on a dotted line basis, but the best way to have it is to have it actually be to where it's a little more official, right, Steve?
It does help. That's one of the things I like about SCORE. We have a deliberate process whereby we, and ground rules, where we help people for free and confidentially, and everything we do is neutral. So the important fact there is that our only interest in being mentors to small businesses is that it is their interest that we're out to protect. You know, even as a business consultant, my view was that the client's interest came first, but there can tend to be a conflict of interest, particularly when there's money involved. Unfortunately, with SCORE, for example, there's no money involved, and with other mentoring relationships, there's no money involved. So we're just out for the betterment of the mentee. And, you know, Jim, just the simple fact of having someone to talk to is so important. I see it in small business all the time. You've got a small business owner. Who's he going to talk to about the critical issues in their business? You know, friends and family, well, you don't want to give away too many secrets, and even then, there's a bias. it's maybe a positive bias, right? But there isn't a critical view on what decisions need to be made.
Other than being a single parent, surely the loneliest job in America is being a small business owner.
It really can, and that's my point. You need to get people on your team, and they can be your banker.
What you're saying is it doesn't have to be so, does it?
No, it doesn't. You need to have people to talk to. You know, if you're running a business in Tuscaloosa, talk to a similar business owner in Amarillo.
Right.
you know, some place far enough away where you're not competing, but where you have the opportunity to share an understanding of what's going on and just talk things through. Because one of the things I've learned is that when you talk about something, you process it differently in your mind than if you just think about it.
Yep, that's right. And coming out of you in that way, sometimes as the words are coming out in that kind of a setting, you actually get clarity just saying it out loud before the other person even says anything back to you.
Oh, I see it all the time.
Sometimes you start talking about it to that person, and then you realize, that was kind of dumb, wasn't it? or wait a minute, I think I see now. You know, there's one other quick thing I want to stick in here. There's a difference between consulting and mentoring. Don't you agree with me? When I had my consulting company, I consulted with my clients. But you know what? I charged them for that. But I also oftentimes was the mentor to them. And it's just different. In other words, sometimes we talked about getting work done, getting jobs done, strategy, planning, et cetera, execution, right? And sometimes they just needed to talk about stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And I was their mentor, and I didn't charge them for that.
Yeah, and you probably got as much joy or more out of the mentoring as you did the consulting.
Well, and sometimes they'd show up at my office. They just drop by out of the blue. No work to do. They just need to talk about something.
Yeah, I love that.
At that point, I wasn't their consultant. I was being a mentor.
Yes.
And so that's something, folks, to differentiate. When you think about getting a mentor to help you, you might want to think about differentiating between a mentor and a consultant, or find a consultant or a SCORE volunteer that can be both, like Steve Martin. Quick break. ProfitPro.us, that's Steve's website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.